this past school year, I had a chance to visit all of our Catholic schools. And visiting the super little ones of this size and asking them questions. And one of the questions I ask them is, where did you find God? And of course, the first little one said, oh, I found God in the wonderful sunrise this morning. And everybody in class went, yay! And then I found God, you know, in my parents' kiss this morning. My mother kissed me and my dad kissed me. It was a wonderful moment. And the rest of the class went, yay! And then one little kid raised his hand, and I could tell the look on his face. He says, oh gosh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. So the question was, of course, where do you find God? And the little guy said, where did you lose him? Well, I don't tell a story or a joke that doesn't fit into the gospel. Jesus in Nazareth, Gospel of Mark. And he comes to them and they know that he's done wondrous miracles in many different places. They know that he's been teaching and preaching in a way that shows great wisdom. They know that he is there for them. And what happened? They didn't hear him. They didn't listen to him. In fact, they ended up rejecting him. Now, it'd be easy for us to say, if we were there in Nazareth in that day, we would have been open. We would have received the Lord when he came. But that brings us to the real question for us as people of faith. Are we? Are we? So the wonderful, wonderful rainbows we've been seeing in the last few days that have been happening because of all these rainstorms, are we drawn to say, God, thank you? Are we drawn? And for those of us that have mileage, this morning, when we were able to get out and sit on the edge of the bed, did we say, thank you, Lord, I got out of bed today? It's one of those moments. All of those are moments of God. Every moment is a moment of God for us. For we who are baptized in the Lord Jesus in this water baptism, we share in God's life. We are heirs of heaven. We are sons and daughters of God. But do we live it? Do we believe it? Is it a part of our life? Or do we forget sometimes? Because God's love is sitting next to you, husband and wives. God's love is sitting next to you, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters. God's love is sitting next to you, grandparents with grandchildren. God's love is sitting next to all of us gathered here, whether we're single, married, whatever, religious, priest, bishop. His love is here. Are we open to it? Are we open to it? So the little ones at church, if you're near your parents right now, or your brother or sister, give them a hug right now. Give them a hug. Give them a hug. God's love shared with us. Now, God's love comes to us, though, through all the moments of our lives. And if we really believe that, and we really live that, and we're really open to that, then all the moments of our lives are God moments. That's the challenge. I shared with you the time that I was in the hospital before I was ordained a bishop. And that moment in the hospital when I couldn't even lift my arm at all. That moment when I wasn't sure I was going to be on this side of the grass or the other side of the grass. And that truly became for me a God moment. And it brought in the second reading. St. Paul saying, it is in weakness that God's love is really born out. It is in weakness that God's strength really comes out in us. That it's God's power working in our lives and God's love surrounding us. Because in the end, bringing Jesus into even those difficult moments, those problem moments, those moments of great concern, that's where we need to be. That's who needs to be there for us. That's what changes it. That's what brings God's love into it. That's what reveals to us what's going on. And the heavy duty stuff that happens to us, and there's heavy duty stuff that happens, those are meant to be God moments too. And the question that really comes to us when something really difficult happens, we lose our job, we have an illness, we have a fight in the family, we have a difficulty, we're concerned about a grandchild, or a son, or a daughter, or a husband, or a wife, a marriage, whatever it is, those moments are really meant to be brought to God and let God speak to them. It's why Jesus died on this cross right here. Because he's saying to us, there's nothing you can suffer that I have not suffered. There's nothing you can suffer that I have not suffered. I know. And so the question we ask in those difficult moments is, Lord, this has hit me hard. This has blown me away in the hospital bed for me. Lord, what are you trying to teach me? And what grace are you offering me? And if we don't get a sense of it, go to the cross. Let him speak to you. Because he knows. And he will speak, I can tell you. Because he did for me. And he said, basically for me, lay it all aside. I'm calling you to be the bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi, and I will be with you. Trust that. Yes, Lord, I trust that. So therefore, Lord, you want me on this side of the grass. Yes. But we lay our lives in his arms. Even in those difficult moments, even in those moments of struggle. And his grace does come to us. As it did to St. Paul. When he prayed that whatever was bothering him would be, he'd be delivered from. And the Lord said, it's okay. My grace is enough. That's what he says to us. Jesus, present to us in this Eucharist. Jesus, given to us in this Eucharist. And as we approach the altar to receive his body and blood, and we have proclaimed to us the body of Christ, the love of God, the spirit of the resurrection, our amen needs to say, I'm open to your grace. I'm open to your love. Come into my life. Change me into your son and your daughter.